You may have seen ads on Facebook sponsored by Pepco urging bold action on climate change. Well, environmentalists say the ads aren't what they seem, but are in fact an attempt to water down a major climate bill before the D.C. Council. WAMU's Jacob Fenston explains.
In one click, you can combat climate change here in Washington, D.C. That's the message on Pepco's ads. That click leads to a form letter addressed to D.C. Council members urging them to erase one of the provisions in the Clean Energy D.C. Act.
The Pepco ads on Facebook certainly took us by surprise.
Camila Thorndike is with the Chesapeake Climate Action Network. The bill is one of the most ambitious in the nation targeting global warming. Thorndike coordinates a coalition that's been advocating for the legislation for more than 2 years, and she says the ads seemed suspiciously familiar.
They are written and presented almost exactly in our language and framing. So that set off alarm bells.
It's deceitful, to be honest with you.
Mark Rotifer is with the D.C. Sierra Club. The provision Pepco wants to get rid of is deep in the weeds of the bill, a requirement that when Pepco buys renewable energy, it would have to sign long-term contracts. This doesn't sound like a big deal, but it's been one of the main sticking points in debate over the legislation. Rotifer explains it would cut greenhouse gas emissions by encouraging development of new wind and solar farms in the region.
If a company has a 7-year contract with Pepco for wind and solar, they can go to lenders and say, hey, we've got a guaranteed 7-year stream of revenue if you'll just lend us some money to build a new solar farm or a new wind farm.
These long-term contracts would reduce emissions by about 8%, according to an analysis by the District Department of Energy and Environment. But it's complicated and not as exciting as some of the other provisions in the bill, like requiring 100% renewable energy in the city by 2032. Pepco says long-term purchase agreements could mean higher costs for consumers. If energy prices drop, the company would be locked into more expensive contracts. Spokesperson Christina Harper says scrapping that provision wouldn't weaken the bill.
We absolutely think that it would strengthen the district's current fight, and we are happy to be a partner in that fight.
Either way, the ads don't seem to be making a big impression. While they've reached as many as 150,000 Facebook users, only 2 of those users have sent in messages to the council. That's according to a spokesperson for Councilmember Mary Che, who introduced the bill. For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.